Busy 55 minutes coming up, ladies and gentlemen, as we find you the winners all around the country. We're going to kick it off with our look at Moe. Trav Noonan's going to take us through the program there. Track rating is a soft six. The rail is in the true position for the entire circuit. Travis, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Now, looked a decent little card out there today at Moe, the seven races, and I think with that rail in the true, they may edge away from that inside later in the day.
First events of fillies and mares, maiden over 1600, 2 and 4 come out, and she was $1.65 is the favourite. Love Takes Time, $2.60 out to $10 for another pluck.
Yeah, I thought Love Takes Time trialled quite well at Cranbourne recently behind Inca Dinka. That horse debuts today at Flemington. I really like that performance. She has blinkers on here for a debut. Patrick Maloney in the saddle. She's very well bred, so I'm happy to tip her to beat And She Was, who definitely gets her chance, has ran second at her past three. They look the two clear main players here in the first. Six, Stornaway Lass goes in for third, can improve, and seven, Zoomatic fourth. 5, 3, 6, 7 the first.
Race number two is a three-year-old and up maiden over 1,000 metres, 1 and 9 of the scratchings here. Tab Fixed Odds favourite Dixiana for Godolphin, $1.95. Precious Socks, $4.60. Brazen Strike, $4.80. Ready Sun at $7 out to $15, the Transfactor.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to go against the Godolphin runner here, Dixiana. She made all the work there at Bendigo and stuck on strongly behind Rose Quartz, who looks a handy horse in the making. This looks a really nice race for her. If she can bring that performance, she should be winning. The three Brazen Strike ran well at Kilmore. He didn't quite know what he was doing there. Second start, he may be able to improve. 10 Precious Socks was up on speed at Bairnsdale and was likely to give another good sight here. And seven, the Transfactor is racing well. 8, 3, 10, 7.
Race number three is a three-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres. Number one is the Scratching. Creme de la Balm is the favourite here at $1.95. Riot and Rose, $2.90. Mugshot, $6.50. Shoot Your Shot at 9 out to 23 for Show Us Your Moves.
Yeah, I think Market's got this one right, Brendan. Creme de la Balm definitely should be favourite. She had a good spring campaign with 2 seconds on the board. She's jumped out well in preparation for this at Pakenham, and she gets in well the claim for Josh Richards. Had her on top of the six, Ride and Rose, who has shown a nice enough ability to pack them jump outs and comes from that great Peter Moody stable. 2 Mugshots racing really well, put himself up on speed, and 7 Shoot Your Shot has jumped out well for this. 9, 6, 2, 7.
Big field to step out in race number four. It's a 58 over 1,200 metres, a wide open market. 3, That Song at $4.80, equal favourite with Teddy Mercury. 5.50 Knitting, Loco 6, Forever Loud 6.50, Ship of Dreams 10 with Shuren Co. And then Gonna Get It Done, a $17 chance.
Yeah, very competitive little 0-58. Went with the 4 Forever Loud on top, though. I think this horse has been racing in really good form. But getting back to Moe's a tick, he's won here in the past and loved that performance last time at Werribee. Looks well-placed here for Dylan Dunn, the 4, to beat the 3, That Song, who's also racing really well this campaign. Third up now, Corey Parrish in the saddle. He's fit enough to win. Then the 7, Ship of Dreams, who made a good run last time at Mornington with not a lot of luck, and 10 Shy Dolls, the best roughie, back at Moe, she can improve. 4, 3, 7, 10.
Race number 5 is a 58 over 1,100 metres. Scratchings here at 2 and 5. Tamfix Dodd's favourite is number 8, Recompenser at $3.60. State of Class, $5 with Across the Way. Feeling Good, $6.50. Spry's and $7.50. Golden Esprit, $8.50.
Yeah, going really wide here, Brennan. I thought this was a tough race, and I found one who's coming off the picnics form. Number 15 here, Love Me or Leave Me. This horse, he might read as being winning at Balnarring and second at Hillsville, but the second at Hillsville last start was enormous. He missed the start by 10 lengths and only went down by 3/4. I think he's come back this preparation a much better horse, and I don't think he should be the price he is. Happy to put him on top. The 15 at a price from 4 State of Class, who's racing really well. This preparation was just missed at Mornington. 6 Across the Way has jumped out well for this and has won here in the past. And 7 Feeling Good has also jumped out well for this. 15, 4, 6, 7 in an open race.
Race number 6 is a 58 over 2,400 metres. 12 High Commission is the scratching here. A few jumpers having their last hit out before they head to the bull. You would think in this one, Omalo is the favourite at $5 in an open race. Sumaringo 6 with Whammo. Buffalo Bill 7. Pueblo 7.50 with Bedvedere. The Bounty at $9 out to Switching to win at 10.
Yeah, I thought Pueblo is well placed here. He's building fitness and back out to 2,400 metres is a key for this horse. I thought his run last time at Mornington behind Queen Adele and Russo was quite good. That was in a 64. He drops back here to a 0-58 and he looks extremely well placed. I think he's a good bet at around $7.50 Pueblo. One Sir Marengo is getting out to a much more suitable distance now, third up and is fitter. He should be right in the firing line. Seven switching to win was okay first up for the new stable, can improve, and three O'Marlo has to go in there. 4-1-7-3 in race number six.
Final event on the program from Mowi today is a 1600 metre 58. Scratchings here from the last are runners 1, 3, 4, 11, 16 and 17. Collectible for Corey Parrish and the Griffiths de Kock team $3. 480 Pindy Pride, Wimborne at 5. Zin Yun at $5.50. Little Richie Turf at 10 out to Radira at 13.
Yeah, I can't understand why Wimborne's not favourite. He bolted in a benchmark 64 last time at Mornington. He drops back here to a 0-58 and he's flying. Definitely the horse to beat, the two Wimborne. Seven collectible back to 0-58 grade is also right in contention here. She's got the class to win a race like this, but does strike a very informed Wimborne. They're the two clear top two chances. 12 Rodera can improve up to the mile, and 8 Little Richie Turf is racing well. 2, 7, 12 and 8. In the last, best bet, race one, number five, Love Takes Time. Happy to take it to beat the favourite, and she was. The next best, race six, number four, Pueblo, in the stays contest. Think he's well placed. And the roughy, race five, number 15, Love Me or Leave Me, there, who's a big price off the picnic form. Quaddy, we're taking a couple numbers early. Leg one, we'll take 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9 and 10. League 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 15. League 3, 1 and 4. And League 4, 2 and 7. That's all the tips today for Mowi. Good luck across the country, punters, for Anzac Day. And good luck to everyone playing at Flemington as well.
Thank you very much, Trav.
No worries, Brendan.
Trav Noonan there with his look at the provincial meeting at Mowi today. We're off to a break. We're coming back to jump on board the Form Express.